This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3080 for Friday the 22nd of May 2020. Today's show is entitled Ansible Ping. It is hosted by Ken Farlun and is about 7 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is troubleshooting a basic install of Ansible.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I want to cover a basic Ansible install and some of the troubleshooting tips that you're going to need to have in order to run it for the first time. You'll need the software, you'll need inventory or host file, and you'll need a playbook. All three I'll walk through with you today. First thing you need to do is install Ansible. I've a link in the show notes as to how to do that. On Fedora, it's dnf install Ansible. On Debian, it's apt install Ansible. Fairly simple. It's in all the major repos. What I recommend you do then is first check that SSH works on the servers that you want to connect to. So in my case, I've got server 192.168.0.1 and 192.168.1.2, and one server is using my user and the other one is using your username as the host names. Both are sharing the same key, which is an ID /ED25519_PyKey. So the first step as is to confirm that SSH works. Ansible doesn't require a client. It connects in over SSH and for the most part uses Python on the install system to do whatever it needs to do. So you don't actually need to run a client on there. So the first thing you want to do is SSH to the server using the credentials that you're using. So first of all, you probably want to ping the server 192.168.0.1. Do your usual SSHing using your own credentials, and then SSH using the credentials that you want Ansible to be using. Once that's all up and running and working, you need to then create some form of a inventory host file, and they can be as simple or as complex as you like. I have one here which is a YAML file version, and each of the following is a new line with all colon, which is basically anytime it's a group of all the servers. And then underneath that you have two options that you can have, two different sections. One is called hosts, where you list all the hosts. The other ones is vars, where you list the Ansible variables that you're going to use. In the host section, I've got two, I got one server called my server and then another server called your server. Under the my server section, I got Ansible host with the IP address. Under the your server section, I've also got Ansible host with the correct IP address. And in that one, I'm using Ansible _SSH_user with the, to say that it's a different user from the common one that I'm going to be using in the vars section. Down in the vars section, we say that the Ansible connection is SSH. We say the Ansible SSH user is my user. We say the Ansible SSH private key file is and the path to that file. There are a lot more configurations that you can do. For example, you can also specify the SSH port if you're running on a if you're not running on port 22. So once that's up and running, you can do check that the servers are up and running in your file by having Ansible ping the file. So you can use Ansible --inventory-file my_inventory.yaml, which is what I called it, -m, which is the module, and the module we're going to use is ping, And then the all is the section in that YAML file that contains the servers we're going to ping. So we're going to ping all of them. And you can see from the results in the show notes that one of them returns a positive and the other returns a negative, saying there's no root to host, which is basically the server's down. So the message will give you a clue as to what's going on. Sometimes it's that you've got a wrong key file or, you know, your typical SSH connection. So that's why you should try and connect over SSH in the first place. Then to narrow it down, you're not restricted to pinging by group, but you can also ping your server itself. So in this case, I've got your server. So you can do Ansible, the inventory file, the module is ping, and then your server, and you can locate down to narrow your options down until you've got the servers replying back to the inventory file correctly. Next thing you want to do is create a playbook, and this needs to be valid YAML. YAML can be difficult enough to do because it's very dependent on white spacing. For example, it needs three dashes at the beginning of the file before it's considered valid. So I use a tool called YAML lint to validate the files. If there's no reply, that's good. So in this case, I removed the three dashes at the beginning, and you see that YAML lint will tell you I'm missing the document with document start with three files. So that's a very, very good tool for troubleshooting YAML files. Once you've got valid YAML, doesn't necessarily mean it's a valid playbook. So you can run Ansible-playbook to do with the option --syntax-check and the path to the YAML file. So again, if there's no reply, everything's good. But in that case, I removed the host line just to give you an example of a negative case. And it gives me error, the field host is required but is not set. So both of those are quite good. I have included in the show notes a very simple YAML file that you can use to test. It's got the valid required fields of name, host, tasks. Name is test ping, the host is all, which matches up with the inventory file. And the action under the task section is ping, which is loading the ping module. So basically we're doing the same thing that we did on the command line, only in this case we're doing it via playbook. And once you run that again, you get more or less the same feedback that you got, but in the typical way that Ansible playbook will normally restore it for you. So say play test ping task gathering the facts. It gives me a warning about the Python being slightly out of date. Then it replies back that my server replied okay, that there was a fatal, your server was destination unreachable, and then it gives a summary that for the task ping everything was okay with my server, and then it says what's changed and what hasn't changed, the unreachable and stuff like that. So that gives you an idea of how you can get Ansible up and running and verify also under which section it is that if you're running into problems, you can isolate to a particular section to see what exactly is going wrong. So I hope you enjoyed the show, and tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.